This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The mayor of Mariupol says the siege of the Ukrainian port city has killed more than 10,000 civilians. AP correspondent Mike Rossia.
The mayor of Mariupol, Ukraine, says more than 10,000 civilians in his city have died as a result of the Russian siege. But Mayor Vadim Boychenko told the Associated Press the death toll could surpass 20,000. Boychenko spoke with the AP by phone Monday from a location in Ukrainian-controlled territory outside Mariupol. He said weeks of attacks and privation have left bodies carpeted through the streets of Mariupol. The city has been cut off by Russian attacks that began in late February. I'm Mike Rossio.
The UN Children's Agency says nearly two-thirds of all Ukrainian children have fled their homes in the 6 weeks since Russia's invasion, and UNICEF says the United Nations has verified that 142 children have been killed, though the number is almost certainly much higher. UNICEF's emergency programs director told the UN Security Council on Monday that 4.8 million of Ukraine's 7.5 million children displaced in such a short time is quite incredible. Manuel Fontaine said it was something he had never seen before so quickly in 31 years of humanitarian work. Austrian Chancellor Karl Nehammer says that he told Russian President Vladimir Putin to end his invasion of Ukraine and raise the issue of serious war crimes committed by Russian troops. Nehammer was the first European leader to meet with the Russian president since the start of the Russian invasion. In a statement released by his office after the meeting Monday, Nehammer said those who committed war crimes in the Ukrainian city of Bucha and elsewhere would be held to account. The Austrian chancellor also urged the opening of more humanitarian corridors to supply essentials to civilians trapped in besieged cities. This is VOA News. Scientists say an extra contagious version of the Omicron variant is spreading globally, but it does not seem to be causing more severe disease. We get details from AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
BA2 is now the dominant COVID-19 variant in the United States and dozens of other countries. The so-called stealth Omicron was first identified in November, and it's been driving new surges in parts of Asia and Europe. Although highly contagious, health experts say it doesn't seem to be causing dire health problems, and the existing COVID vaccines are effective in preventing severe illness and death. Health officials are also tracking other variants, including XE, first identified in January in the United Kingdom, but it hasn't been labeled a variant of concern. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Some residents of Shanghai have been allowed out of their homes as a city of 25 million eases a two-week-old shutdown. That came after videos posted online showed that they said people who ran out of food breaking into a supermarket and shouting appeals for help. The online news outlet The Paper said about 6.6 million people will be allowed to leave their homes. The government said some markets and pharmacies also would open. The abrupt closure of most businesses and orders to stay home left the public fuming about a lack of access to food and medicine. Washington announced all non-emergency U.S. government employees would be withdrawn from its Shanghai consulate. U.S. President Joe Biden is visiting corn-rich Iowa to announce he'll suspend a federal rule preventing the sale of higher ethanol blend gasoline in the summer. Biden's administration is intensifying its efforts to tamp down prices at the pump that have spiked during Russia's war with Ukraine. Most gasoline sold in the United States is blended with 10% ethanol. The Environmental Protection Agency will issue an emergency waiver to allow widespread sale of 15% ethanol blend that's usually prohibited between the months of June and September 15th because of concerns it adds to smog and high temperatures. The Biden administration says the move will save drivers an average of 10 cents per gallon at 2,300 gas stations. Pakistan's parliament elected opposition lawmaker Shahbaz Sharif as the new prime minister following a week of political turmoil that led to the weekend ouster of Premier Imran Khan. He was sworn in the white marble place known as the presidency. Recapping our top story, the mayor of Mariupol says the siege of the Ukrainian port city has killed more than 10,000 civilians. There is more at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.